Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist and I've been writing about and talking about M&A for more than a decade. In this episode, we're heading to Brazil to find out more about Latin America's logistics industry. I'm joined by Priscilla Murphy, who is a Merger Market editor for Latin America. Hi, Priscilla. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So could you start with an overview of the logistics market in Latin America? Because there are some really big opportunities here, aren't there?
Yes. Latin America is close to the United States, and it's not really involved in the wars and the conflicts around the world. So it has an opportunity to be a point of nearshoring and friendshoring to the biggest market, which is the U.S. And it has some challenges, but in general, mainly in Brazil, that sector is rapidly evolving because of greater demand.
And can we look at Brazil? Because the market there it's the biggest one in the Latin American region, but it's still very fragmented. It's something you've written about recently. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, the growth in Brazil started recently in the pandemic with the growth of the online retail sales. But still, there's a lot of M&A to happen. JSL is the main player. It acquired AC Transportes in 2023. The private sector plans to invest $21.6 billion in transportation and logistics in Brazil from 22 to 26. So that's quite a large investment. And the top 10 players have 3% of the market. So there's a lot of M&A expected to happen.
What, because the market is so fragmented?
Yes, there's still small players. The fintechs also are growing a lot. There's investments for every kind of company, from fintechs to the larger companies.
And looking at Mexico, it's a very different story there. Investors are spooked. Can you tell us about some of the current challenges facing the logistics industry in Mexico?
Yes, Mexico used to be a traditional nearshoring, especially for the automakers, that for a long time, the U.S. automakers would use the Mexico market as a nearshoring market. But recently, the government has suggested some reforms that are spooking investors, and Mexico lost a lot of positions in the logistics rankings in recent years. There's an index the World Bank makes that Mexico was in the 51st position in the previous ranking they did in 2018, and now in the latest ranking in 2023, it fell to the 71st position.
And that ranking is for what?
It's a ranking logistics performance index made by the World Bank. So it considers several logistics preparedness, infrastructure, technology. It takes into account several factors.
And are investors, are potential buyers, are they steering clear of Mexico for the moment?
Yes, because the new government, it's outgoing actually, but it managed to elect a successor. The current president, López Obrador, has proposed a reform that will change the whole regulatory environment, including the judicial system, in which they propose that the judges and justices will be elected by popular vote, and the ones that are right now in office will just lose their jobs if they don't apply for election. And so this is really spooking investors. And his successor, President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum, she is expected to go ahead and continue with this. And they have majority in Congress, so this has really stalled investment there.
And so that's the picture of Mexico. Let's have a look at Chile. It used to be the top-ranked country in the region. Is that still the case? And if not, what's changed?
Yes, Chile used to be a very low interest rates market and a very stable market. It's not so much in the last few years. Inflation went up, interest rates went up. It used to be the top country in Latin America in the World Bank ranking, in the 34th position in 2018. And now it's much lower. It needs investment. It's climbing back. They are making a lot of investments there. They had an acquisition in March from a Peruvian firm acquiring Chile's Loginsa, an Argentine company, Clipo H, acquired also Rayo, a Chilean company. And a month ago, the Regional Development Bank, CAF, approved a $500 million loan to expand Chile's retail rail network. So they have been active, and I expect them to climb back to be among the leaders. They're just not used to high inflation, like the U.S., high interest rates, I mean, sorry. Like in the U.S., they're not either.
And could you talk through any other factors that are weighing on the region's logistics performance and any factors particularly that would affect M&A in the logistics sector in Latin America?
Yes, the region is typically, when Chile used to be 34th, and now the top country Latin American is 51st, which is Brazil, in the World Bank ranking. So the region has a lot of challenges to overcome still to be higher in this ranking and to really take advantage of its position of nearshoring and friendshoring in relation to the U.S. It lacks infrastructure. They're just recently investing in modern logistics technology. There are still high costs to make business here, and a lot of bureaucracy needs to be eliminated.
And so what does the future hold? What's the expectation for the sector for the rest of this year, 2024, and then going into 2025 and beyond?
Brazil is not only growing domestically, but it's also starting to invest in Mexico because of the opportunity there and because it's so strong here at home. Also, China is, despite the investors' fear, seems to be less afraid of investing there. And there are also some investment of Chinese companies have been announced in logistics in Mexico. So I guess when they go over this security they're going through right now, the Mexico will rebound and really start taking advantage of its very close situation related to the U.S. It's a neighbor country. And in the region as a whole, I expect Brazil to continue growing. Chile, Peru, there's Panama, which is also one of the top, it's always one of the top countries because of the Panama Canal. And other countries also might start having a larger logistics market. They're modernizing. Argentina is trying to modernize. So I expect the sector to grow in the next few years.
Priscilla, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. That was Priscilla Murphy, a merger market editor for Latin America. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the show, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the podcast. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been discussing on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.